A weak solidarity bricky team listener when, thank goodness, thank the white God, oh, and Yahweh, for caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Angus Tailing saving us from this Islamic heathen hordes invading our country and attacking our true blue Aussie values. Keep people who don't hold our true blue Aussie values from invading us. Bet the tyrannilious non-land, non-people wish they'd thought of that 238 years ago. Angus, we asked Angus, what are true blue Aussie values? They are respect for our way of life, our democratic way of life, our institutions, are going to work every day, that sort of thing. Yes, yes, the respect for your caring employer is an important value. That's why I am so annoyed at evil unions who have no respect for that value. Good point. And the big supermarkets, for instance, advertise that they offer great value. Is that what you mean by true blue Aussie values? That's certainly part of it. Yes, they are good examples of true blue Aussie values. Angus, as the caring business class party sinks to oblivion in the polls, many of your colleagues say the party must return to caring business class party values. Are they true blue Aussie values? Certainly, true blue Aussie would be a better place if all true blue Aussies adopted those values. But the socialists and, say, the Greens would say they have different values, even if with the socialists it's hard to find them. They are a threat to the values I'm talking about. They are anti-true blue Aussie values based on commie propaganda and environmental anti-progress nonsense. So are they the sort of people who should be deported? Certainly, I'd send them back to where they came from. But Angus, most of them came from here. That does raise a slight but not insurmountable problem. You didn't name who you had in mind when you talked about people who will not accept true blue Aussie values. It made it pretty hard to discern who you were talking about. Because I had no one in particular in mind when I talked about the Islamic heathen hordes. You did say you'd deport the 3,000 non-land, non-people Gazans who've come here fleeing the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation. Absolutely. These heathen terrorists will never accept true blue Aussie values. They couldn't even accept our very, very close friend Zion's true blue Aussie values. You mean Zion values? Whatever. Clearly they only have themselves to blame. How's that? For being who they are, non-land, non-people, Islamic heathen terrorists, one of my two pet hates. What's the other one, Angus? Racists. Thank you, Angus. Pleasure. Oh, look, just before you go, have you noticed you share that appalling Hoonson's known notion true blue Aussie values? No, that would be a pure coincidence. The toss-in-the-towel award of the week to Fossil Energy Minister Chris Bowen to Capital. No, that's a bit unfair. We all appreciate the fine balance Chris has struck between addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, and approving more and more coal and gas into the foreseeable future. But no, he has earned the award. For the minister so committed to reducing fossil pollution visited an oil refinery and said the fuel crisis meant climate reduction plans are not at the top of my to-do list. He has more important matters like ensuring the flow of fossils. Let's repeat that. The minister responsible for reducing fossil pollution says addressing climate change is not on the top of his to-do list. Oh yes, Chris, you've earned your Toss in the Towel award, which is on its way. And it's not like his policies aren't working. Why, in the past year, the pollution industry has reduced its emissions by a massive, wait for it, a massive 2%. Won't that make a difference? In Chris's favour, he is but obeying the orders of the great pollution behemoths who told the government addressing climate change, if there is, must take a back seat to bolstering their profits, Strait of Hormuz, fuel crisis and all that, which poor dears are under threat by a government thought bubble that it may impose a super-duper excess profits tax on the super-duper excess profits the gas behemoths are reaping. This, the true blue Aussie Business Profits Council counseled on their behalf, would, anyone want to have a stab? Yes, spot on, would damage future investment and weaken true blue Aussie sovereign capability, whatever that last bit meant. Encouragingly, the polluters are supported by Pollution Resources Minister Madeleine King Hit Mother Earth. Yes, Madeleine said a tax would hurt investment, as she pointed out the great things the big polluters do for all of us. More big news for Mother Earth. One economist this week lauded China-based Yancoal's takeover bid for a huge Queensland coal mine, urging the government to approve it because it would guarantee coal for at least 25 years. Yet another contributor to the transition from itself, the slow, oh-so-slow transition. But a blot darker than the coal itself, the bloody evil unions, yet again mentioned last week how they're moving on to the long de-unionised Pilbara, causing apoplexy for the poor caring employers. At INPEX, a giant LNG project, they're threatening strike action at the worst possible time, adding the poor caring employer bemoaned further pressure on global gas supplies in a time of crisis. Why can't they time these things properly, or better still, refrain from irresponsible industrial action altogether? And a report this week that our 200 biggest polluters bought a record amount of carbon credit. That's a tree at the back of Bali or a ghost tree in a paddock out in the Mallee somewhere. Credits as they failed to meet CRISA's safeguard mechanism guidelines, the biggest polluter, Chevron's Gorgon Island LNG project. Interesting, because it was approved on the guarantee it would stick its head in the sand and bury all that CO2, the 9 million tons real figure it released into the pristine atmosphere. Well, pristine, before Chevron got to it. Don't tell me carbon capture and storage, sequestration, burying your head in the sand, doesn't work. After all, the polluters swear by it, and the long-haired commie, greeny, wooden worker and iron anti-true blue Aussie environmentalists swear at it. And as fossils erupted in an inferno in Corio Bay, how heartless of the same long-haired commie greenies to suggest sun and wind pose no threat whatever, when we all know the sun is one big ball of fire and the wind exacerbates all those fires caused by the fossils. On such matters, remember before the last election, after the Environment Department said salmon farming in Macquarie Harbour was an environmental disaster, big Supremo Anthony Albanese balanced votes for against votes against and said the department had no idea what it was talking about. What would the Environment Department know about the environment? And salmon farming was as safe as a nuclear power plant. Well, it was revealed this week those two supermarkets we referred to got together to ensure their sourcing salmon from Macquarie Harbour continues, their house brands. Although slogans like clean, green, environmentally responsible and finally responsibly sourced have disappeared off the labels. How dare critics accuse the duopoly of collusion? As Woolworths Trillions pointed out, the sourcing of salmon from Tasmania is important in meeting our customers' needs. How do you know that? Well, people buy it. So you couldn't meet those needs by sourcing salmon from a non-polluting source. The answer lies in the cash register. Beside Anthony Albanese said it's absolutely safe, no environmental problems. Then why did you remove the green responsible source bits? Very strong advice from our legal department. And why did the labels not mention Macquarie Harbour? A very strong advice from our legal department. It also said it had undertaken a risk and impact assessment. And not sourcing from Macquarie Harbour would pose a serious risk and impact on our bottom line. Fair enough. Much more important than what's happening at the bottom of Macquarie Harbour. Profits might be secure, but we're not. Thus, our minister for being offensive and trained killing Richard Malls, the bad guys, he of the giant mind, announced billions more on the merchants of death. Obviously, those savage cuts wise, caring business class economists and practitioners know we have to make in the budget will have to come from somewhere else. Because being offensive is good for all of us, although, oh dear, we are still below the 3.5% spending on train killing on the merchants of, but that other giant mind, Richard U.S. of the UN of the U.S. of the world counterpart Pete Hug Killstuff, ordered us to spend. We have no choice but to take our orders. And as Pete's commander-in-chief cures the world as the dear baby Jesus, Well, Dr. Jesus, as the proverbial hit the fan, and any reasonable person could see he was a doctor and not the dear baby, fake news, Donald exploded. Indeed, let's be honest, mad as a hatter. Richard said our relationship with mad as a hatter Donald and Pete is still our most important alliance. Richard, so bright, such a giant mind, he probably still thinks Donald deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And as the responsible corporate sector screams out for government spending cuts, just one example. The, quote, True Blue Aussie's fourth largest home builder, Japanese-based Nex, real name, announced a $180 million land spend on which it will build 900 homes, and then called out for government relief for the development industry. Well, they spend nothing on public housing, so they might as well fill the coffers of the filthy rich. Finally, back where we started, Angus is saving us from the hordes, True Blue Aussie values. He must be spot on, because one of our most revered socialists, devoting every second to the working class, New South Wales Supremo Chris Minghee, said he agrees with Angus. But what a setback. His state's appeals court has overthrown his make protests illegal laws. Let's hope his gentle, protectors of the peace aren't shining their batons, sharpening their boots and playing with their paramilitary arsenal of weaponry for nothing. What's the appeals court got against socialism? Good morning.